Tell me about when was the Viking ship built and how did Hai get involved?
Well, there were two Viking ships. The first one was just kind of a renovated big skiff, and locals made the shields on the side. And when we first had that, it was really fun, but it was a big scow kind of thing. And we had a committee at that time, and the committee used to get together just like they do now. And somebody brought a newspaper from back east and said, "Say, there's a Viking ship for sale back in New Jersey." "Oh, really? Well, let's look at it." Well, it was done as a hobby by Mr. Peterson and his son to build a Viking ship. And then it went on to say that it was in the parade of the tall ships in New York. And we thought, wow. But so we called back there, and the committee got a loan for $10,000, the way I remember it. It might have been more. And Mr. Peterson said, "I'd love to be able to sell it to you, and we just have to get it across the country." So we did buy it from Peterson and Sons. I think the name is still on the present Viking ship. And there it came across the country, you know, on trucks. And Bob and Pam Thorsensen met it down in Seattle. He was former president of Icicle PFI, as many people know. And they had a going away party for the Viking ship, and they put it on top of AML. And I remember very well going out to AML and sitting this little tiny ship way on top of the containers. But we knew it was there, and we were really excited to see it. And it was in very good condition.
So what was it used for? How was it used generally in the festival when it first got here?
Well, Harold always put it in the water. They had a small motor, and the motor usually conked out a little bit, but they at least would run it up and down the narrows a little bit. And a couple times, or maybe more than two times, they rode it with a little help of the engine out to Sandy Beach for the barbecue. And they also used to have it down in the harbor, and school kids could come aboard. And if there were visiting groups coming, like grade school kids from Juneau, they'd all get to go aboard the Viking ship and have a little turn around the harbor.
Did the Vikings at the time dress up like Vikings and
go out and be rowing? Oh, yes. Yes. The first year that I remember, they rented costumes, and it got to be quite a big price. So after that, and there was Frank Richmond and Gerald Lind and quite a few locals, Lloyd Jones, quite a few locals were Vikings.
This was years before the actual ship. This was back when the festival was starting.
And then people said, "No, we can make up our own costumes." So now when I see them, they're really good. They have good furs and good leggings. And
would you say that they were wilder then or now?
I would say then, but it's possibly because I knew a little bit more about it then than I do now.
Did you ever get captured by the Vikings?
Yes, yes.
You and I? Or just you?
Just me, and then you'd pay so much, or they'd take you down to the bar or take you some other place and let you go. But it was fun, and that was kind of a moneymaker, too, for the Vikings.
Well, tell me what happened in 1977 during the, I believe it happened when the boat was put in the water for the Little Norway Festival.
Well, the way it was, Harold was very serious about being the skipper of the boat because he wanted it to look good, and it was a pride, Norwegian pride, of having this here for the festival and having it all in good order. And we made a sheet for the sail, I remember, in our upstairs room of our house. Anyhow, so the morning of the festival, the Saturday morning of the biggest day of the festival, Harold gets a call early in the morning and said, "Have you been down the harbor lately?" "No, I haven't. No, I'm just getting up." "Well, the Viking ship has been stolen." "No, it couldn't have been." "Well, there's only one Viking ship, and it's not in the harbor." And I think the police department, you know, was checking on it, and harbor master probably, and that's probably who called the harbor master. So Harold was really in an uproar, and they didn't know at that time exactly where it went. But through little channels, they found out that it really went to Wrangell. Well, how did it get to Wrangell? There was a fellow from Ketchikan that was up here with his little cruiser. And I don't know if Wrangell paid the guy to bring it over to Wrangell or how that part worked out. But but certainly it was in the harbor in Wrangell. And the idea, Harold found out after he got over there, he got a ride. I thought it was with PFI plane, but it could have been with Alaska Island Air. And he found Palmer Thomason downtown and say, Palmer, do you want to go over to Wrangell? We got to bring the ship back. Oh, sure, I'd love to do that. So it was an all-day adventure, of course. And when they got to Wrangell, they found out that the Wrangell rumor was that they were just waiting to put that on one of the Wrangell lumber barges headed for Japan, because they were loading lumber, of course, at that time over there.
This is not an isolated incident, right? This is kind of dates back as far as the rivalry between Petersburg and Wrangell, and kind of a playful stealing things back and forth.
Yes, exactly. And that went on for quite a few years.
Was it just during the festival, or did, like, Tent City Days in Wrangell, was that?
No, it was mostly the festival. It
so Wrangell would come and Vikings would steal something. And
yeah.
And people, too. I understand they stole one year the mayor, for instance, I think, of Wrangell.
They did that. Uh-huh.
So they had flown over. How did they get it back?
They ran it back, and it took a long time. They had the little motor. And I was very concerned, but because we had the big production of Fiddler on the Roof going on at that time, and a lot of the people certainly wanted to go to that, but they also wanted to see the Viking ship. So Harold had to get it back here as soon as he could. So he got back about 8 o'clock that night.
I totally thought that he had actually towed it back with his boat, but he actually...
Well, they had a little motor, and then when they got down the narrow, somebody came from Petersburg and helped them. But for quite a while, quite a ways there, they had to get it over here.
I'm hoping there was good weather. It must have been good weather.
It was good weather.
That's great. So so how did High feel about this? Was he upset? Was it
a
joke?
Oh, he was very upset. He was serious about running the Viking ship. And people would kid him downtown on his way over there. Oh, my gosh, what happened to your boat, Harold? What happened to the ship? After a while, you know, it was laughable, but not for a long time.